Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, November 6, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of real estate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Beeline Holdings, BLN, reports 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations and 37% revenue increase. Beeline Holdings reported a 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations, reaching $69.8 million, with a 37% increase in net revenue to $2.3 million. Operating expenses decreased by 8% to $5.2 million, while adjusted EBITDA improved $2 million. The company posted a Q3 net loss of $4.0 million, including a one-time expense related to its spirits business. October originations hit $35.3 million, the strongest month since the mortgage downturn. Q4 originations are expected to rise approximately 65% from Q3, with operating profitability projected for Beeline Loans in November 2025 and for Beeline Holdings in early Q1 2026.
Network news breaks: Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., YS American, CEO highlights. Decade of growth, strategic vision. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. CEO Moish Gubin discussed the company's decade of growth and financial strategy on the Bell to Bell podcast. STRW focuses on acquiring properties leased to healthcare businesses, reinvesting 45 to 50% of its AFFO for consistent 11% annual growth. With a portfolio spanning 10 states, SDU is committed to addressing America's aging population by acquiring skilled nursing, assisted living, and hospital facilities. Gubin highlighted the company's strategic property evaluation and management approach, positioning Strawberry Fields for continued growth and success.
Investor news breaks: Beeline Holdings, Inc. reports 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations and 37% revenue increase, projects profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc. BLNE announced a 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations, reaching $69.8 million with a 37% revenue increase to $2.3 million. Operating expenses decreased by 8% to $5.2 million and adjusted EBITDA improved to $2.0 million. Despite a Q3 net loss of $4.0 million, Beeline projects operating profitability for Beeline Loans in November 2025 and for Beeline Holdings in early Q1 2026. October originations hit $35.3 million, the strongest since the mortgage downturn, with Q4 originations expected to rise by approximately 65% from Q3. Beeline Holdings is a digital mortgage lender and SaaS platform simplifying the path to homeownership and liquidity. For more information, visit w.makeabeeline.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.